Mission to Mars. Have you ever wondered why humans haven't landed on Mars yet? So far, the USA has sent 5 rovers to Mars. Now, many people are asking the question, when will humans land on the red planet? For the past few months, NASA's Perseverance has been exploring the surface of the planet, and one of its jobs is to check the suitability of Mars for human life. NASA expects it will probably be the end of the 2030s before we see a person on Mars. However, other experts think it could take a lot longer. NASA has been planning to put humans on Mars for a long time without success. Mars is about 140 million miles from Earth, so any journey from Earth to Mars will be a long one, and astronauts will be exposed to radiation for several months. If a human is exposed to too much radiation, there is a risk of cancer. There are other health risks too. If an astronaut gets ill on the journey, they will have to deal with the problem themselves. One idea is to make the rocket faster, so the astronauts will spend less time in space. Another idea is to attach water containers to the spacecraft to absorb radiation. The challenges are not only on the journey though. Once astronauts land on Mars, they will have to find a way to breathe in an atmosphere that is 95% carbon dioxide. In addition, radiation is high on the planet itself. Therefore, they will probably have to build shelters underground. A lot of research has already been done. However, it's going to be a long time before humans can survive on Mars. Mission to Mars. Have you ever wondered why humans haven't landed on Mars yet? So far, the USA has sent 5 rovers to Mars. Now, many people are asking the question, when will humans land on the red planet? For the past few months, NASA's Perseverance has been exploring the surface of the planet, and one of its jobs is to check the suitability of Mars for human life. NASA expects it will probably be the end of the 2030s before we see a person on Mars. However, other experts think it could take a lot longer. NASA has been planning to put humans on Mars for a long time, without success. Mars is about 140 million miles from Earth, so any journey from Earth to Mars will be a long one, and astronauts will be exposed to radiation for several months. If a human is exposed to too much radiation, there is a risk of cancer. There are other health risks too. If an astronaut gets ill on the journey, they will have to deal with the problem themselves. One idea is to make the rocket faster, so the astronauts will spend less time in space. Another idea is to attach water containers to the spacecraft to absorb radiation. The challenges are not only the journey though. Once astronauts land on Mars, they will have to find a way to breathe in an atmosphere that is 95% carbon dioxide. In addition, radiation is high on the planet itself. Therefore, they will probably have to build shelters underground. A lot of research has already been done. However, it's going to be a long time before humans can survive on Mars.